This is KCUR 89.3. In the ongoing struggle on college campuses for LGBT equality and acceptance, there is an unexpected leader in Kansas. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, it's on a campus best known for agriculture and football.
It's a gorgeous fall day in Manhattan, and the K-State marching band is entertaining tailgaters outside of the football stadium. Fans are mostly focused on brats, beer, and the Baylor Bears, but that's not what I'm here to talk about.
If I were to tell you that K-State was ranked in the top 25 campuses in America for LGBT diversity, would you be surprised?
I would. That's not the stereotype of Kansas State. I haven't been on campus since the late 2000s, so I'm not as familiar with what goes on campus, but it's definitely not the stereotype of K-State, but that's great.
That's Aaron Reed from Tonganoxie, who took his undergraduate degree from K-State in 1995, his doctorate in 2004. That top 25 rating came from Campus Pride, an organization that says it works for safer environments for LGBT students. Now, if this was a story about KU, nobody would bat an eyelash. But it's about a university on the edge of western Kansas and perceived as conservative. So how did K-State get here? By most accounts, much of the credit goes to this man.
I am Dr. Brandon Haddock. I'm the coordinator for the LGBT Resource Center in the Office of Student Life.
Haddock didn't start out at K-State to transform LGBT life on campus. He came in 2007 for his doctorate at a time when there was, in his words, no LGBT community in town. With his hard work and the unwavering support of the administration over the past decade, K-State is now a national leader.
What we've been able to do at K-State is make sure that colleges like the College of Ag and the College of Engineering and all of those, that they recognize we have those relationships built and we have people that are open and affirming about their identity.
The other person who changed the climate for LGBT students was former President Kirk Schultz, who made it a priority. In 2009, K-State was the only university in Kansas with an LGBT resource center. Schultz left for Washington State last year, but his successor, Richard Myers, is just as committed.
People aren't going to want to come to a school that, you know, has biases or prejudices and isn't a friendly atmosphere, and parents aren't going to want to send their sons or daughters to those kind of schools.
If there's a place where K-State's friendly atmosphere towards LGBT students is most evident, it's at the annual drag show that now sells out the 1,500-seat McCain Auditorium. Theater major Drew George from tiny Uniontown, Kansas, is in his fourth year in Manhattan and says he's seen a lot of change.
I don't know. It's grown so much since I've been here. It is such a big presence on campus. Like, they did the drag show last year, and they sell out McCain like almost every year, and that's just an amazing thing to see, especially coming from where we've been 4 years ago, like to where we are now with marriage equality, the passing of the anti-discrimination ordinance in town.
Now, most of this has happened quietly, but we got a hint of how K-State has changed when Scott France, who starts at offensive tackle for the Wildcats, came out as gay in July during an ESPN interview.
I've never felt so loved and so accepted ever in my life than when I did that.
Back to the football tailgaters. People here seem to break down into two groups when I approach about LGBT issues. They either decline to talk at all or are happy to talk about diversity. Mike Clark, a 1993 grad from Mission, was in the talkative group and says he always felt K-State was welcoming to everyone.
Oh, you had a conservative feel, but I always thought that Manhattan was a melting pot. You had folks from urban communities, farming communities, and the thing that I always loved about K-State, and I still love about K-State, is it's just everyone comes together and always has a good time.
President Myers, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says diversity, whether it's LGBT or other minorities, will become even more important under his administration. He says right now, K-State is looking for a chief diversity and inclusion officer who will report directly to the president. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.